joining the Red River Farm Network on their crop tour presented by Pioneer is Josh Forty of the Michigan, North Dakota area Pioneer seed dealer there. First, let's start out. Help us recap the planting season. You know, when did farmers get the majority of these crops in, and how have conditions been as those crops came out of the ground and ultimately led up to this point?
The early guys kind of started in that mid-May range, and spring seeding kind of stretched out all the way out till that first week of June, even out to June 10th for the 90% of it. Some guys seeded a little later, but for the most part, it was a four-week stretch from mid-May to early June.
As we were talking beforehand, you know, moisture hasn't been an issue this year. Certainly been plenty of it along that Highway 2 corridor. Caught about almost every rain, it seems like, that passed through. And so, you know, has it been too much? Any drowned out in some of the crops? But then, you know, how have those crops reacted to ample moisture and, of course, ample heat?
Yes, it's been really spotty, Megan. It kind of all depended on when people got seeding. You know, the more mature crops, when we got like those 10 inches of rain in about 10 days, the farther along, the better that handled it. Some of the younger crops that weren't quite as far along, they didn't handle it as well, and we got a little bit of drowned out in spots, and spots that just diminished a little bit of our seed stands and stuff. But you know, I think most people were happy to have the rain. You know, we can't have no rain, otherwise we won't get any bushels. But that's kind of where we're at for that question.
And so I know you got a little bit of everything up in the territory that you cover, you know, of course, soybeans, some corn, canola, sunflowers, you name it. So what did farmers decide to plant, and what stages of development are the majority of the crops at?
Well, my customers, we have anywhere from barley and peas to the earliest crops to spring wheat and canola and dry edibles and soybeans and corn and sunflowers. A little less corn this year, but we expected that with the late spring and after the battle everybody went through last winter. As far as stages, people are taking off their barley right now. It's still a little wet, but they're running it through the dryers. Wheat is, you know, I would say about 25% done. Guys are kind of getting rolling. I haven't heard of anybody starting on canola yet. And obviously, soybeans, we have a little ways to go, a few more weeks. And corn is, most of the corn I've scouted looks like it's all in the dough stage. So it looks good, but we have a long ways to go.
You know, just given the conditions farmers dealt with last year, you know, especially being more north, you can't go much shorter on maturity, but were farmers more conservative with their maturity choices this year?
Absolutely. Everything that left my seed warehouse was about 78 days or earlier. Just people, the guys that were willing to plant corn just were not going to push it. They had their fill of combining in the snow and combining in the wet mud this spring, and you know, right now, as far along as the corn's been pushed, they might regret it a little bit, but overall I think they'll be pretty happy with their decision to still have an earlier variety. And I think we'll get the yield, we'll get the top end yields out of those early varieties this year the way it looks. So
well, and two, as you talked about beforehand, soybeans were obviously the more popular choice acreage-wise just because that's what farmers could get planted in the area. And how is that crop looking? We got some pods coming. They're filling. What are expectations with the soybean crop?
There's a lot of optimistic feelings out there. It sure looks like it's going to be a good soybean crop, but we'll see when all that vegetative leaves all fall off and the pods are filling now. And there's a lot of four bean pods out there, but there is some drowned out. And there again, like I said earlier, when we had some of the later beans, when we had that really wet stretch, they didn't handle it quite as well. But the early beans sure do look good, but we just won't know until the combines get out there. But most guys are pretty optimistic about what their beans are going to do, but time will tell.
Certainly. And so, Josh, obviously this year is all about preparing for the 2021 season as well. And anything from the Pioneer product lineup that really gets you excited for next year?
Yeah. Well, so like we've talked about, a lot of guys upped their maturity this year. And so a lot of what they planted out in their fields was our proven varieties of 7332 and 7632. And just looking at the plot, we have some new varieties in the 78 and 79 day ranges that are really looking like I think they're going to give our proven varieties a run for the money. And it should be exciting when we get those weigh scales out there, and hopefully we can get some good data to show guys that we have a couple new varieties that can even be better than some of our varieties that have worked well for them in the past.
Into a lot of talk in the soybean realm, you know, regarding just technologies. And of course, we know that maybe some of the technology we can use along with that soybean crop may not be available next year. But, you know, in your area, what's the popular choice when it comes to soybean technologies? And how are we getting farmers to maybe try some of this new technology?
Well, we have a few Enlist plots out there in the area that we're just going to wait and see what some of our new Enlist varieties can provide for guys. But let's not be totally ready to throw all of our dicamba varieties out, because, I mean, we have proven that our dicamba extend varieties have been very well yield leaders, and we just might have to work with our crop consultants and Chemica guys and come up with a different plan of attack to attacking the weeds next year. And I just think a lot of guys aren't ready to just throw their good varieties that they've come accustomed to using just out the window next year right away. But we will sit down after we get done with all the plots and the weigh scales, and we'll come up with a good plan of attack for guys to go into 2021.
Certainly, Josh. Well, on that note, tell us more about yourself and your Pioneer seed business, so farmers, if they have questions, they know what you can help them with.
So next year, I'll be entering my ninth year working with Pioneer, and you can find North 40 Ag on the north side of Michigan, North Dakota, right off Highway 35. We offer seed treating and chemical sales, and just anything we can help you get your crop seeded and taken off. Whatever we can do to help, we're here to help.